Boker Tov, good morning, good morning. So once there was a rabbi who started a yeshiva. So he was the head rav, head of the yeshiva, and he was motivated because he really wanted to create a place for young Jewish men to come and really deepen their spirituality, connect with the divine. He wanted to put it in a place that was far away from regular civilization. So he found a piece of land that was on the bank of a river. There was a road on the other side of the river and some structures, but it was pretty secluded. And so he started the yeshiva and people came. Sooner or later, he started to notice something else opening across the river. Something was happening over there. They were building, they opened some kind of establishment. Suddenly there were lots of cars coming, all kinds of big, fancy, rich cars, people making a lot of noise and partying all night. So he finds out that a courtesan had opened a bar and a brothel across the river. So he gets very angry. I think this is going to be a great temptation to all of my young yeshiva bachers that I'm trying to train. Every day, he would go out to sit by the river and praise Hashem for the glory of nature, and he would see this happening on the other side. He started to get angrier and angrier. And he found out the woman that had done that, and he was thinking, why is she doing this? Why is she wasting her life and leading people to sin? He's trying to figure out ways to protect his boys. But over time, he starts to get more and more consumed with his anger and negativity about what's going on over there, that even though the institution was running very well, he started to lose something in his inspiration. And he wasn't able to really inspire the students as much as he used to. Over time, he lost some of his students to the other side of the river. Or maybe not lost, but combined perhaps a little bit. Meanwhile, the woman who had opened this institution would also come out. And she would sometimes come outside, take a break, go down by the river, get a breath of fresh air. And she saw this holy institution on the other side. And she thought, oh, what a wonderful thing. Holy people coming together to study Torah and to pray and to fast. I wish I could do that, but this is the life that I have. This is the life that I need to do right now. But what wonderful holy people over there. So sweet. Eventually it happens one day that the woman and the man happen to die on the same day. And these beautiful angels, malachim from Shemayim, came to accompany the woman to paradise. And these grotesque demons came to take the rabbi. And he said, excuse me, what's going on here? I think you have the wrong address. You guys must have had it confused. And they said, no, we've got the right address. We're coming to take you to Sheol. He says, but I don't understand. I've been here trying to do this holy work, creating this institution of Torah learning and prayer and so on. And the demon said, yeah, but all you've been obsessed with is your anger at that woman on the other side of the river. So that's the future you've created for yourself. So, you know, to live in an awakened kind of way, in a conscious kind of way, it means that, first of all, that whatever happens to arise in our experience, whatever we happen to see across the river, or even on this side of the river, that we are accepting it with love. That we're accepting it with love, that we're seeing the face of the divine in whatever is coming to us. That's first. And then second, to create what we want for ourselves and to share it with others. So often the mind tends to do just the opposite of that. Like the Rav, we see things we don't like, and so our mind kind of spends time and energy putting out something negative to something that we're seeing, and then we don't necessarily put energy into creating what we want. So we're complaining about what we don't want, but we're not necessarily putting in the energy and time and effort to create what we do want. So there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot in chapter 2, number 1, where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was the redactor of the Mishnah, he was one of the early great Rabbanim, he said, Ezo hi derech yishara she'avor lo ha'adam. What is the right path, the straight path that a person should choose for oneself? And it says, Kol shehi tiferet lo seha, everything that is going to be, literally means grace or beauty, but it's like anything that's going to create goodness for oneself, the tiferet lo min ha'adam, and goodness and grace for other people as well. In other words, other people, it's an idiom, but it means other people will appreciate what you're doing. It's very, very simple. It's not saying you should not have anything good for yourself and just serve other people. It's saying, no, create something good for yourself, be happy, and share it with other people and do good things for other people too. It's very, very simple. But in order to do that, it begins on the level of thought. It's not just external. That's why this story, I think, is kind of neat, because it shows a person who externally is trying to do something good, but internally it's polluted. It's polluted with the kind of thoughts that are going into it. So the parsha this week is Shoftim. It starts out, Shoftim v'shotrin titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha, that you should place judges and officers in your gates, and that they will administer mishpat tzedek, righteous judgment. So on an inner level, we can do this simply by being alert, being the shofet, the judge, and the officer in the gates of our own minds. What kind of thoughts are we allowing to sprout? What are we nourishing on the inner level, moment to moment, all day long? What kind of thoughts are coming? And you don't have to feel like you're doing it alone. One of the biggest mistakes, I think, is that when you start trying to become conscious of your own mind, that we tend to adopt an attitude of trying to control our minds. So that if some negative thought comes, then we get mad at ourselves. Oh, I can't believe, maybe a bunch of distracting or negative thoughts are coming one after the other, and then you think, I can never do this. So it's sort of, we tend to take this controlling, competitive attitude. But really, the whole attitude of prayer has to be brought into consciousness of our thoughts, so that we recognize that it's the divine that is guarding our minds. That by focusing our mind in a prayerful way, such as, for example, when we meditate together, and we'll do this in a few moments, and we're chanting Atahu in our minds, or Atyahi, whatever you prefer, that the phrase, the sacred phrase itself, is acting like a guardian of your mind. And that when you find yourself starting to get swept away by something that's not helpful or leading you in a negative direction, you can just return yourself and just ask for help. You know, say, Hashem, please help me to do this. Or turn it into a gratitude, like, I may have not done it as well as I know that I might be able to at some point, but thank God that I'm even able to try at all. Thank God that I'm even able to understand the teaching to attempt it. So it's all about, like, wherever we are, being able to turn our thoughts in a way that's positive and helpful. It's tricky because, again, even our best intentions can get spoiled by some sort of egoic movement of the mind. But the practice in the psalm that's very common and helpful to remember is this phrase, Shaviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, that I'm always placing the divine before me, meaning like whatever you're seeing, that you have it in the back of your mind or even the front of your mind, depending on what's going on, that you're seeing a manifestation of the divine, manifestation of being. It's always appearing to us in every form, whether we like it or we don't like it. It has some kind of gift to it if we can remember that and be committed to that. So the phrase that I like to do for the chant says, Ata Seter Li. Ata means you, and a Seter means shelter. Li means for me. So Ata Seter Li. And the idea is that when we focus our minds on a sacred phrase or on a divine name, that the divine is like a shelter for us, sheltering us from the negativity that might be sprouting from within. It's a different kind of shelter, because normally a shelter is like outside of us, protecting us from the outside. But this is like an inner shelter, protecting us from our own minds. Ata Seter Li Mitzar Titzreni. So Mitzar means from Tsar. Tsar is constriction. It's negativity. It's getting contracted. So from Mitzar, from constriction, Titzreni, you rescue me. So those are the words. Ata Seter Li, you are a shelter for me. Mitzar Titzreni, from constriction, you rescue me. And as we chant it, you can just knowing that the salvation is in the sacred phrase itself, in a sense. Rabbi Pinchas of Koretz famously said, we tend to think that we're praying to the divine, but actually the prayer itself is a form of the divine. And if we think that we are one thing and the prayer is another thing and the divine is a third thing, then we're kind of like very dualistic. We're kind of like someone who comes and petitions a king or something like that. But when you know that the prayer itself is a form of the divine, that you yourself are a form of the divine praying it, then it's more like a child who comes into their parents' room and takes whatever gifts they have for the child. Takes whatever he wants. So, Ata Seter Li, you are a shelter for me. Goes like this. Ata Seter Li. Let's try that. Ata Seter Li. Nice. And then Mitzar Titzreni means from constriction you rescue me. Let me do it one time and then we'll do it together. Mitzar Titzreni. Let's try that. Mitzar Titzreni. The whole thing. Ata Seter Li. Mitzar Titzreni. Ata Seter Li, Mitzar Titzreni. And the last part will go like this. I'll sing it one time. Ata Seter Li, Mitzar Titzreni. Let's do that. Ata Seter Li, Mitzar. Sartitsreni. And then just some ayayas. Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay veni, ata se teli mitza. Teli mitzati treni, ay 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 ay, ata se teli mitzati treni, ata. Teli mitzati tzreni, ata se teli mitzati tzreni, ay ay la 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 la, ata se. Se teli mitzati treni, ay 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 la 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 la, ata se teli mitzati treni, ata. Se teli mitzati tzreni, ata se teli mitzati tzreni, ay ay la 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 la, ay ay. Say